Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Let's mix ourselves a drink. Normally, when we have Lonnie Newburn, owner of the Boston Shaker, a craft cocktail supply store in Somerville, on the show, he brings his signature cocktail shaker, the tin-on-tin Boston Shaker, and we use it to mix up some drinks in Studio 3. But today, we are mixing two drinks the old-fashioned way in a glass, learning two different mixing techniques, and I'm going to attempt to make these two classic cocktails along with Lonnie in my home studio. Lonnie, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Good to be back on the air.
And with Lonnie Newburn is Anthony Motta. Anthony. He's been a cocktail consultant at the Boston Shaker for 6 years, bartends at the Cuban-inspired restaurant Marielle in downtown Boston. Welcome back to you too, Anthony.
Thanks, Tiziana. Nice to be on the air again.
So, Lonnie, how's business?
Business good. The Boston Shaker has always been here to help folks make better cocktails at home. And now that we have a nation at home, we've been helping everybody kind of getting in high gear, answering their drink questions, answering emails online, and basically making sure people get the right tools, ingredients throughout this pandemic.
And Anthony, how about you? I know Marielle had been closed, only just reopened just for dining. How is that going and how have you been?
So that's going well. Marielle's open Tuesday through Saturday for dinner, and they're doing takeout dinner as well. I personally am not back behind the bar there yet, but hopefully when things start to open up a bit more. But I have been spending a lot of time at the Boston Shaker, just kind of helping with everything we need here, putting orders together and all that. So doing my best today to stay surrounded by cocktails.
All right. And Lonnie, we're doing a couple of cocktails for the 4th of July today. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we got two delicious summer. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
No, do it.
Yeah, we got two delicious summer sippers. These are going to be great for 4th of July or any kind of porch gathering as people kind of hang out outside. They are easy to make. Both of them are built in the glass. So we don't have a shaking tool, a Boston shaker here. We're just going to make them in the glass they're going to be served in. And they're pretty simple. They each have one spirit and just fresh ingredients.
All right.
If you're making it at home or for you, Tiziana, the only thing you really need to prep here is they're both going to feature crushed ice, which is super fun in cocktails, but just takes a little bit of prep beforehand. So it's an easy stress relief to just get a Lewis bag or a ice crushing bag and a mallet or a rolling pin and just put some ice in there and give it a crush. And that way you'll have some nice cracked ice to put in the glasses. So that's the only thing you need to do.
I don't know if you heard my ice just there. I had a good time with the hammer earlier. Getting that ready.
Yeah, get the stress out. And again, it's pretty easy to make at home. Yeah, it sounds like you got a good crush on there.
Anthony, you are the... Sorry?
Go ahead.
So, Anthony, you're the mojito master, I hear. You're going to help us make a mojito today. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, one of the things I have a lot of experience in, especially through Marielle, because it's a Cuban-inspired restaurant, the beverage director, Sebastian Canyas, really has helped us all perfect the art of the mojito. The recipe I'm using today is using a recipe from a book that we have in the shop called Spirits of Latin America, and that's by Ivy Mix. She is an award-winning bartender and owns an award-winning bar in New York called Leyenda. And she's also the co-founder of Speed Rack, which is a bartending competition it brings awareness to breast cancer and research. So it's a good fund for that. And they actually do come to Boston every year. And it's one of the best events of the year. So keep an ear out for Speed Rack when that comes back. But that's the recipe that we're using here for the mojito.
Great. I want to make sure we have time to make both of these drinks, and we're on a hard clock today. So let's jump right in. Anthony, let's make this drink.
All right. First up, one of the most important ingredients here, just a few things for the mojito. You're going to start with some very fresh mint. Take your mint leaves. The recipe here, it says about 8 to 10 mint leaves, but for the most flavor, you can put a little bit more in. I like to be fairly liberal with the mint for the mojitos. So first, add your mint leaves into your tall glass. After the mint is in there, We're going to take 3/4 of an ounce of simple syrup. Simple syrup, easy to make, worth making at home. You can find recipes online easily. Once your mint and simple syrup are in the glass, now grab your muddler, or if you don't have a muddler, you can use a spoon for this as well. What you want to do is
a pestle, like from a mortar and pestle?
Sure, absolutely. If you can reach the bottom of the glass with your mint and simple syrup, go ahead and press down on the leaves. You want to give those a nice press. You don't want to tear the leaves up, but just make sure you're expressing all that nice aromatic oil from the mint leaves. Do that for 5 or 10 seconds. Mix everything together. Okay. All right. Once you've muddled your mint and simple syrup, ready for the next one?
Yep.
All right. Now we're going to add 3/4 of an ounce of fresh squeezed lime juice. Always use fresh ingredients for your cocktails. You'll get the best flavor.
Okay. And if you don't, can you still have a good mojito if you can't use fresh squeezed lime juice?
You can, but 10 times out of 10, I would recommend fresh squeezed.
All right, that's pretty serious.
It makes a world of difference having fresh citrus. Now your lime juice is in there. Next, 2 ounces of white rum. The rum I'm using here tonight is Privateer's rum, and they're from Ipswich, Mass. Massachusetts has a long history in rum distillation, and Privateer makes some of the best stuff out there. So you can certainly find it here in Mass. Check them out.
And I know you guys always bring local spirits when you come on to teach us about cocktails.
Yeah, we've been partnered with Privateer for a long time. All right. Now that all your ingredients are in there, it's time to take some crushed ice. You can probably hear me chopping away here. Fill your glass about halfway up with crushed ice. Now give that a good little mix. You can use your bar spoon or a swizzle stick, just something to incorporate all those ingredients that you have so far.
All right, I'm using the long end of a spaghetti spoon.
Perfect.
Cocktails
are about innovation. All right, now that everything's mixed, we're just going to add a little bit of soda water.
Okay. And club soda, right? I know some people get confused on the difference between that and tonic. We are talking club soda, right?
Club soda, seltzer, soda water. As long as it's just carbonated water without any flavor, that's what you're looking for here.
All right. And listeners, we have these recipes for today on our website at radioboston.org. All right. I've got it all in there, Anthony.
All right. Now that you've added some soda water, we're just going to top this glass off with a little bit more crushed ice. Make sure you're filled all the way up to the top.
Yep. Done.
And now it's time to garnish. For the garnish, you just want to get a nice mint bouquet. Get a good handful of mint sprigs with the stems attached. If you can slap the mint into your hand a little bit, that'll kind of wake up the mint. You'll even be able to just start smelling that aromatic mint oil coming out.
I did not think I'd be doing mint slapping today, Anthony.
Yeah, it's your own round of applause for making a
mojito.
There
you go. Boy, it does bring a nice aroma to the whole thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really wakes up. So when you take that first sip, you're going to get that nice nose full of fresh mint, followed by a delicious mojito. And it's as simple as that.
Do it?
I think it's time.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, I was not a mojito fan until I went to Havana for the first time. And the mojitos there were incredible, and I have loved them ever since. This is fantastic. You get that aroma of mint, and then you get all the flavor, and it's not overpowering at all.
Right. It's really kind of simply built, but it's all about kind of the expression of all the fresh ingredients. So when you can really taste all those flavors and it's prepared the right way, it's an easy-to-make cocktail that will really kind of change the way you think about the mojito.
Excellent. Now, I hate to rush us, but we've got 5 minutes left, and I want to make sure we can get this swizzling drink done, too. So, Lonnie, let's move our way through this, because I want our listeners to hear this swizzle recipe as well.
Let's do it. Yeah, the next one we have is a swizzle-style cocktail, and a swizzle is a drink that usually has a lot of crushed ice in a tall glass, kind of a highball, and it also has bright spirits and syrups and fresh citrus. So, again, a citrus-forward kind of bright drink like a mojito. We're You and One from Easy Tiki. That's a new book by Chloe Frechette, and she's the senior editor at Punch Magazine. Super passionate about bringing tiki to to the home bar, making it more approachable. And that's certainly what we're about at the Boston Shaker. So the drink we have for the Swizzle is the Third Wave Swizzle. It comes from Ryan Lotz, who's the bar manager at Shore Leave down in Boston. And that's one of our favorite tropical tiki bars. So the Third Wave Swizzle, okay. Swizzle has basically three syrups and a spirit. We have ginger syrup, honey syrup, fresh lemon juice, and then we're using a local gin. And this one also uses a little bit of cold brew concentrate if you want to make a little twist for it. So again, I have my glass right in front of me, my tall highball or Swizzle glass. And I'm going to add all my ingredients directly to that glass. So starting with the ginger syrup. Yeah, I'm just going to add them all, and then we're going to top with ice, and we'll give a little swizzle. So
right, now
the
I made ginger syrup.
Again,
and
yeah, you can find these recipes online. So we're going to do the ginger syrup first, and we're using Pratt Standard. They're a delicious craft syrup maker out of Washington, D.C. So we have a quarter ounce that. I'm just measuring with my jigger a quarter ounce. I've got a cold brew concentrate, just a little can of cold brew here. It's nice to just add the half ounce to give this thing a little more depth and flavor. So I'm doing a half ounce of cold brew coffee. To sweeten this, we have 3/4 ounce of a honey syrup. And again, this is just raw honey that we've added some water to make a 1-to-1 or an easy to work with honey syrup. And then finally, the citrus or the last non-alcoholic ingredient is the lemon juice. We're going to add the citrus and we're going to do 3/4 ounce of lemon juice as well.
So I poured those all in.
Yeah. And our final thing is the spirit to make this thing a little more potent. We're using the Bully Boy Estate Gin. And this is botanicals used from the estate or the family farm of the Bully Boy owners. And this is out of Roxbury, Massachusetts. So now we're going to add 2 ounces, our final ingredients, the 2 ounces of gin to the glass. So you should have some gin in there.
It gives you a nice kind of a caramel color. Is that right?
Definitely.
Should I have like a caramely color? Excellent.
That's what I see. I'm glad it sounds like you're right on par. We got the gin, lemon, honey, a little bit of cold brew and ginger in there. Now we're going to take our crushed ice and we're just going to fill the glass completely full with crushed ice. So we're going to top it all the way up to the top. And that way we have cover all those ingredients and make a big, almost tropical, almost tiki style drink with a swizzle.
All right.
All right. So,
so
once
I've
you have
got all
your
crushed ice in there.
Excellent. Yeah. So now you have your ingredients crushed with ice. For the swizzle component, it's a style, but it's also a tool. We use something called a swizzle stick, which is originally a Caribbean tree that grew in a 5-pronged pattern. But it's basically an immersion blender, a manual immersion blender. You're going to take the stick between your hands and kind of like you're starting a fire with a twig. You're going to just kind of roll it through your hands and kind of swizzle back and forth, swizzling the ice and the ingredients. If you don't have a swizzle stick, you can use a spoon or a chopstick or something that allows you to go up and down through the ice, because your goal here is to not only mix everything together, you want to make it nice and cold, and in the end, you want to add dilution or a little bit of water, but this is going to make this a nice, long, sipping summer cocktail to have on the porch.
All right, so Lonnie, we have less than a minute left, so I'm going to sneak ahead and sip. Is that okay?
Yeah, you're done. Once you swizzled it, you can garnish with lemon peel or anything, but basically your drink's ready to go in the glass.
Oh, it's the perfect blend of kind of tart and sweet and gingery. It's fantastic.
Excellent.
So that's Lonnie Newburn, the owner and operator of the Boston Shaker, which is the craft cocktail supply store in Somerville. Lonnie, thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thanks again.
And Anthony Motla, he's been a cocktail consultant at the Boston Shaker for 6 years and bartends at the Cuban-inspired restaurant Marielle in downtown Boston. Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks, Tiziana.
These are fabulous. Try them. You can find the recipes on our website at radioboston.org.